Thank you, and let's talk about Nature's Perfect Food right after I thank the Chevy Silverado HD for sponsoring us today. Experience your life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Okay, Nature's Perfect Food? I know some people think it's pizza, but it's not. It's breast milk.
Yes.
Says Brittany Olson, a mom from Wisconsin. She and her husband have a dairy farm. They milk Holsteins and Jerseys.
He and I are fifth-generation farmers, and we welcome the sixth generation when our son Titus was born on Mother's Day.
But it isn't cow's milk we're talking about today. It's the breast milk that kept baby Titus alive after he was separated from his mom, taken to another hospital following an emergency C-section.
And when we were apart, he got donor milk. And I thought, I would love to be able to give back.
And wow, did she give back?
I've donated over 1,000 ounces of milk.
That seems like a lot.
Yes, it is a lot.
Brittany is one of dozens of moms who donate their extra milk via the Mother's Milk Bank of the Western Great Lakes, which is...
the Human Milk Bank. We're a nonprofit organization that collects breast milk from moms who have an abundance or a surplus. And we then redistribute that after testing and many, many safety procedures.
That is Susan Urbanski with the Mother's Milk Bank, which is celebrating its 7th anniversary this week.
The need is enormous and it keeps growing.
Especially, she says, in NICUs, neonatal intensive care units.
Those babies are at an increased risk of developing something called necrotizing enterocolitis, which is abbreviated as NEC. NEC is very often fatal, and the best way to prevent NEC is with human milk.
And while Susan Drabansky says,
milk donation is important because all babies deserve access to the best nutrition.
Not all moms are able to breastfeed. So if you're a nursing mom, and as Brittany Olson describes herself,
I was a bit of an overproducer for a while.
The Mother's Milk Bank of the Western Great Lakes would love to hear from you.
Most of our donors don't know that they're going to have enough milk to donate until after they've already started collecting milk for their own baby.
Their website is milkbankwgl.org. Oh, and back to Brittany Olson. How's little Titus doing after his rocky start?
He is thriving.
Attaboy. Today is National Gourmet Coffee Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.